Om Shanti. And warm welcome to the journaling session. I hope you have your pens and notebooks with you. And if not, no problem, we have here plenty. So this will be very experiential session. And also, like, there is time for you to reflect. And we are very happy that we got Sister Anna from Greece to conduct this very special session. Sister Anna is originally from Greece, but past 20 plus years she has been serving in Middle East, especially in Lebanon, but now she has come back to Greece. And nowadays she is serving there. And she is very, very special Baba's jewel. She has been with Baba almost 40 years. Think about it. Almost 40 years. So she's very experienced. And I know her very well. She's my friend. And what I see in her, she has a beautiful ability to connect the head and heart. And that's actually very rare. She has very deep, sharp intellect, and she understands and she's able to explain everything very, very clearly. But in the same time, she can dive into the depths of the experience and she can share those vibrations with you. So I am sure you are gonna enjoy this session, and warm welcome, Sister Anna.
Om Shanti, and very warm welcome. And just to say that it takes one to see one. Usually we see in others what we are. So Sister Ella sees her own qualities in others, and thank you for sharing them with me. I hope the translation is okay. Everyone is getting translation. Everything is fine. So as Ella said, experience is, I think, why we are here for, what all the souls on this planet are for. We are here for experiencing. And more than anything else, first of all, we are the experiencer. We are on this planet and we are here to experience first of all the self and then the physical experience. So although it's going to be journaling, I would like us at the same time to serve the very purpose of why we are on this journey. We are here to experience the self and to experience this world. And so anything we do, all the classes, the journaling today, everything we are doing is for us to be able again in a very natural, simple, easy way to experience the game of life as the self that we are. So the journaling will help us to focus on some aspects of the self, some aspects of truth that we are, and perhaps to realize some of the blockages, some of the filters that we create, we have created, and we have sustained over a long period of time. And we now want to see them, to see their nature, to realize how weak our weaknesses are. And and our weaknesses are totally fed by us. They're sustained by us. So let us have a moment of silence together. And we know in advance that because we choose to sit in silence, this does not necessarily mean that the whole world will sit in silence. So maybe a swarm of flies will come in, or some strange noises will happen. Let us aim to remain stable in our own nature. Our nature is silence, so our nature is Shanti. Shanti means, of course, peace, but it means silence and stillness. And everything else, whether it is sounds and noises and movements and changes, they happen out there at the physical level. We may also notice that there are movements of our mind and noises and thoughts and feelings, but in a very simple way, and in a second, we see that we are the silent presence that sees all of this, and we don't need to do anything with those. We don't need to engage. We just remain stable in the silence that we are. So we don't try to create silence. We don't give our mind this work to start concentrating, something concentrating within us and focusing and making it hard work. We just see that there is a silent presence, and this silent presence is the real I, and everything else appears in front of the silent self. Let's start with this and then we'll continue. You're going to use your this booklet. Not now, you don't need to look at it, or you will have the time to do this later. What is needed now is your concentration. Anything we do in our life is successful and has quality when we give our attention, focused attention on it. So I will start reading some extracts of Avyakt Murlis. And as we said, things may be happening. It's good to, together with whatever other benefit we get from this session, to get the benefit of concentration. So when people walk here and there and come in and come out, we don't need to give our attention to any of this. And as I'm reading, the aim is to immerse the experience. So I will be reading slowly, and I will use the word direct, if we can listen to it directly, which means without too much analyzing, without too many thoughts, just with an open heart. Because we use at times when everyone is thinking about thinking and about thinking, we analyze so much. So can I listen to it quietly? I like this saying that truth is very simple, but the seeker of truth is complicated. We are the truth. The blockage is the thoughts that we are creating about ourselves or about anything else. So we listen to the Murli. Baba is speaking to me personally, and I allow my heart feel everything. So in the days of your childhood, there was such intoxication and happiness that even the physical feet would be dancing naturally while walking and moving around. You wouldn't dance just according to a program. You would be dancing in your mind, and your body would also be dancing naturally. You can perform this natural dance constantly. The way your eyes look at everything, the way your hands move, and the way your feet walk also perform a natural dance of happiness. This is called the dance of angels. All we have to do is especially show our own angelic form, the complete angel. So just see, when you change into your angelic form, see how the gathering changes completely. Your own angelic form has emerged. Your sparkling form will remain with you for some time, so has your angelic form become firm. I am in my angelic form. Experience this for some time and just see how sweet it is. Now, Baba is emerging the angelic form. May you be in your angelic form. Now, become an angel in a second and be ordinary in a second, and by practicing this you will become angels. Now stay in the angelic form. Stay longer in the angelic form. The Confluence Aged angelic form will remain in this world for some time. This angelic form will remain with you for some time. You will also experience very well how good this angelic form is. you can stay in the angelic form for as long as you want. So, before we move to the journaling, let us practice a little bit more of God's words. They're simple words, but they come with Baba's power and Baba's blessings. He wants to make it easy for us. So, for Baba, what he expects from us, what he shows to us, is very easy. It is our eternal nature. And although the language become, the word become is used, it is more about using the third eye and see clearly. Eyesight are about seeing. So we now first use the power that we all have of visualizing. We visualize the self. The self already exists, but we have to see him. So Baba gives us understanding, and he says, you are a soul. We accept it. And now we visualize. So in this room and on the whole planet, there are bodies, 8 billion plus bodies, but there are also beings of light. So we now become aware of the invisible world, of these invisible beings. Starting with the self. There are bodies on the chairs, but there are also extremely subtle points, but also subtle, sparkling bodies of light. Our attention now is in the invisible. And to start with, we use the visualizing power. But as our attention gently rests on these beings of light, we realize that we are these beings of light. Without using the word I, I am, because the I is so much associated with the body and the role. Just by seeing these silent beings of light, and now it's not that I see these beings of light, but I see as the being of light. And these beings are silent. I am silence. If thoughts come, thoughts connected with this body, with this drama around us, I let them go. They come to go. I don't need to engage with them. This being of light is so attractive, an angel. What does the heart of an angel feel? Does not know anything inauspicious, does not know fear, restlessness, boredom, sadness. This being of light is ignorant of Ravan's feelings. And this feels natural. It feels natural to be this being. This being is naturally full of joy. Does not need to churn about joy or to create thoughts about love. It's already love. If thoughts come, we don't touch our mind. We remain the silent presence that is full, that is truth. This being is the companion of Baba. So, without losing or decreasing the awareness of the silent self, we use our body to touch this book that you were given. Usually what we do is that as soon as we start speaking or using the body, all our attention is lost, goes to the action. But we experiment as a hobby, not as hard work. How would it feel like if it's very clear to me that it is this silent body of light that is using this book? So you can use your booklet, and as angels you can go on the page 71 and we'll see together the reflective practice. We all know how easy it is to become aware of the action and of the words and identify. But we have the choice to remain this silent presence that observes everything, acts, but also is aware of himself as a silent presence that is using the body. So, sitting in silence, the first reflection says, sitting in silence, I emerge my angelic form in the way Baba is inviting me. So we are already using this third eye that sees the invisible. And the more we use this third eye, this intellect that is aware of the invisible self and the body, so we now keep the aim to highlight more the invisible rather than the physical. We see the light and the physical on the backdrop. So the more we are aware of the invisible being of light while we're using the body, so this becomes more and more natural for us while in action. So let us spend a couple of minutes more before we start the journaling, where we here in this room see in an obvious way these beings of light. Have we noticed how when we are walking, when we are wherever we are, we don't make any effort to see the bodies? It's obvious. I enter the room, I see bodies. I go out, I see the birds, I see. So the more I use this third eye, that is, the more, it is so simple, the more I'm aware of the invisible being of light, the more natural and obvious it becomes. It's like it's not an effort anymore. It is obvious. So let us spend a couple of minutes like this, where we gently allow the most intimate power of the self, which is the power of attention, the most intimate power of the self is the power of attention. So we allow our attention to rest on this silent angel. And to see it from a different angle, imagine how would it be like if all of a sudden an angel was in the room. All of a sudden we see a being of light. All the attention would be there. Everyone would be pulled. And this angel vibrates love. This being is like God. Immediately changes the atmosphere. Touches the hearts of everyone in the room. So this is us. We are angels. We are this sparkling being of light, but we don't give this being the oxygen or the light of our attention. Our attention is like light. Wherever you put your attention, this is what you see. So let us now give our attention to this angel who is in this room. And this angel is combined with God. So let us stay for a couple of minutes like this. while being this silent being of light, I would like you, if you also feel like, to write down what were, during all this time since we started sharing, what were the most favorite patterns that were coming, if they were coming, but perhaps some thoughts and some feelings came, that were claiming the attention. Because the whole game really is about, where is the attention? To the true self, this being of light, or to this one, like a person within me that thinks like the role? It is as if there are two. There is only one. There is only the soul, right? There is only the soul. But within us we have developed patterns that come repetitively and think like a role and about the role. So what were these patterns that kept coming? And we all have some favorite patterns. Some are about complaining, some are about expecting all the time something, begging about something from others, from this physical world, from this game of life. So can I identify for myself? You can have something like 4 to 5 minutes to find out what are your favorite thoughts, your favorite patterns that deceive you the most, that pull your attention, and also that make you put the label I to those thoughts. Does it make sense? Like, I am always a soul. The I is only I, the soul. I am never anything else. But we have put, as we know, the I to so many other things, very obvious things, the nationality, the name, the objects, whatever, yeah. But also we put the label I. Label means I identify with certain thoughts that were created at some point in confusion. We have certain beliefs. So these beliefs have become so strong, we believe them as real. We believe certain thoughts as real. So they became like real for us. So can I identify which are the strongest beliefs for me? Strongest in the sense they come very often, and through them I see others, I interpret the game of life, certain beliefs, that I'm the one that no one understands, maybe. I am the one that I'm always right. And of course, it's all connected with the role, because as a soul, I'm silent. As a soul, I don't have beliefs. I enjoy my fullness. But when I forget that I'm a soul and I identify with the role and I identify with this physical world, thinking that this is really serious, although it's a play, it's a drama, then we create certain thinking. And then the self is not aware of the self as this being that is full, but I identify with these thoughts. So can I find now and write them down? Let me find at least 5 favorite patterns that deceive me, maybe through a role, maybe the father, the mother, the sister, or maybe as a PK. Maybe as a boss, as a role, like as a role I play in my work, the occupation. So wherever these beliefs are triggered from, can I write them down, and I also find the feelings that come with these beliefs? Which are my strongest, in other words, identities? And what feelings are they associated with? And then I will know that this is what I have to be cautious of, not to fight, because I'm always the self. The problem is that I put the label I from this being of light to those thoughts, to those identities within me. So, let's say we have 5 minutes for this. You can do it with yourself in silence. As I spend this quality time with myself now, and I see more clearly thoughts and feelings that keep coming out of habit. And the more I give them attention and I put the label I to them, the more powerful I do them, I make them. At the same time, as I realize my inner game, I am aware of this amazing truth that Baba has revealed, that it is all paper tigers. So the attitude that I have towards these blockages that I discover is of lightness, and with the perspective of the Master, I, the silent self, I am the only one who really exists. These feelings are like parasite. I created some beliefs in ignorance, and my attention fed them, and they feel real. But they're just stories in the mind. I, the angel, am aware of them. But as long as I'm aware of myself, they're powerless. I don't need to fight with them. Fighting with my weaknesses, which is not mine, I'm an angel. These weaknesses are like guests that come and go. I don't need to give them hospitality. If I fight with them, if I think that I am them, then they feel real. So the way that we journal is not to just see what we hadn't noticed before, the blockages, but also to realize that all of this come out of habit. I'm aware that some of you have to go, but the ones, because you have another meeting with Sita Genti, but the ones who can stay, we can stay another 5 minutes. And so we can use 1 minute more to find one more belief that we hadn't realized so far, some hidden one. Thank you. So can we see clearly within us that there is the self who is storyless, silent, without stories, without narratives, and there is the ego mind based on the role that says stories? Where do I allow my attention to rest? The mind can create endless stories. And usually the mind has a habit of creating stories about with physical content, the body, the role, this physical world, interpretations. But the self is the source of all of this. The self is the source of all of this. The self exists already, is someone constant, real. And I can observe the stories, in a sense, not give them attention. But I'm aware that they're there out of habit. But I'm aware of myself, my fullness, so simply. We don't do the journal in order to create more stories and be trapped that I have this weakness and then feel bad about it and create more reactions to it. No, just to be aware of which paper tiger I gave life to for 2,500 years, and all these feelings feel very real. But now I know that just by this new hobby of giving my attention to this beautiful angel, always remember that wherever we are, there is a striking angel, shining angel, so beautiful, already perfect. The moment I give my attention to this angel, without saying I am, even if I don't say I feel the qualities more and more of this being. And this angel dissolves the paper tigers. So as we move out, before we move out, we see the last it says, after a while I stand up, we'll finish with some silence first, we'll stand up and walk away in an angelic way. Not that I'm thinking the angelic way, I'm just aware of myself as an angel, and the angelic way will come naturally, authentically, because sometimes it's technical. No, it has to be real. I'm aware of the angel, and the angel then takes care of everything else. And I move forward very subtly, like in a dance. It's the inner dance, and then let's see how the body will move. It's not that literally I focus on how I walk, but this describes the symptoms, in a way, of the angelic consciousness. It has to be authentic. I'm not thinking about how to be humble. I'm not thinking about how to be gentle, how to be sweet. I see the angel. The angel is sweet. And Baba tells us what soul consciousness is, that you are sweet, that you are gentle, that you are humble. Does it make sense? So let us spend a couple of minutes silence and thank very much for your attention. It's very precious. This is the best way to use our time, giving our attention to aspects of truth and see the life and the reality of this truth. We are the truth already, but we have to see it, feel it. Thank you.